The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
One of the key pieces of legislation, I believe, that the South Carolina legislature passed this year was on trying to secure our election. Speaking of the June primaries coming up, and of course, the midterms in November, very important election year. And we have to be sure that we get this right. We have to be sure that our votes are counted. On our guest line for a few minutes, Senator Josh Kimbrell, who helped lead the effort to offer a little integrity into our election system. Senator Kimbrell, good to have you. Appreciate your time this morning.
Well, good morning, Joey. Good to be with you.
Election integrity was an important issue, of course, in the South Carolina legislature. Governor McMaster signed the bill into law as one of the leaders in the South Carolina Senate who made sure that this was passed. Talk with us a little about the highlights of the bill.
Well, for starters, and what I said in the press conference the other day, Joey, is that we learned some painful lessons in 2020. You've heard the expression before that most regulations and laws are written in blood or bad things that happen, right? In other words, most of the things we legislate or put into law are in response to something bad that happened. Somebody got hurt, something went wrong, and we have to fix it. And that's what happened here. I mean, 2020, I want to be clear, South Carolina elections were safe. We had safe and sound elections in our state, but it's not because some folks didn't try to do some bad stuff. I mean, we had Zuckerbucks, you know, the Facebook money flowing in. We had $5 million of it, in fact. We had a huge effort on the part of a number of county elections offices and even the state election commission to want to have drop boxes where people just go drop off absentee ballots, universal mail-in balloting. Those are ripe for abuse. That is ripe for ballot harvesting, yeah, like we saw in other states. So the legislature sued the election commission, went to court all the way to the Supreme Court. In one case, on my case in Spartanburg, we had there was a discussion about a drop box, if that was going to happen or not, and we had to go the South Carolina Republican Party on behalf of my campaign and others went all the way to the Supreme Court saying, "Hey, this is crazy," and we got it struck down. And so what we did here in this bill is take all those experiences from 2020 and put them into law. In other words, this election, come November, we're not going to have to sue people to do the right thing. The right thing is the law. The gray area is removed. So drop boxes are banned. Universal mail-in balloting will not happen. You must show a photo ID to vote early in person. And we're going to have we purged voter rolls of folks that have not voted years and years or in many cases were deceased and had not been removed from the voter list. We made it very easy, Joey, if you're a legal voter in South Carolina, we made it easier for you to vote. But if you're a person that's going to cheat, lie, or steal, it's going to be darn near impossible under this law.
Yeah, and what a great job you guys did. I mean, the drop boxes, I don't know if you've had a chance to see Dinesh D'Souza's movie 2,000 Mules. Our company played a big part in that. Some of our national hosts are part of that. Coming back into the theaters this weekend, 400 theaters are going to be opening it again. It's kind of unheard of for a political documentary like this to come back to the theaters. But you know, drop boxes are at the center of this story. He used cell phone data in the Atlanta area, and you saw these mules, that they call them, go into drop boxes 30, 40, 50 times. And you know that they had to be up to something with them going back and forth with these drop boxes. So I'm so glad that you guys decided there's no place in South Carolina elections for drop boxes.
Well, not only drop boxes, but unlimited absentees. Do you realize under existing South Carolina law, well, before we passed this and signed it this week, that under existing law, Joey, if you or I decided we weren't going to be in town in the country on election day and we wanted to vote absentee, we could request an unlimited number of absentee ballots. I could request 70 if I wanted to in my name. So could you. You could request them on behalf. You could request them on behalf of another person. Now, only one of them is supposed to count, but you and I both know that if you have 70, there's a pretty good chance that one or two of them slips through. It's like the joke you heard during the 2020 elections. You know, what am I supposed to do with these 7 absentee ballots? So I mail them all in at once or space it out, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
we put an end to that garbage, too. This idea you can request unlimited absentee ballots and hold on to them, no, that's over. That's over under that kind of law. You can no longer do that.
Yeah. Again, Governor McMaster signed this bill into law. Now, let's talk for a minute. Give us some details, because I've had listeners ask questions about the idea of early voting. As I understand it, we will have early voting for the June 14th primary. Is that correct?
You know, the primaries, I think the rules are a little bit vague. That's going to be something I'd have to defer to the Election Commission if they're ready.
Okay.
I'm not sure that it'll be in. I think it will be by June 14th, but I need to. That's something that the law has a phase in by November for sure. I believe by June as well, but I think that probably will depend on the local county office and how fast they can set it up. My understanding is certain larger counties like Greenville and Spartanburg are intending to do it.
Yeah.
But I think that will be a case by case. By November, during the actual general election, yes, everybody will have early voting options in person. And by the way, Joey, I've heard some people complain about that. Say, well, gosh, why'd y'all give 2 weeks of early voting? I'm not necessarily thrilled with 2 weeks. I would like to have kept it to a week. But here's the reality. If I can have people who say that they can't be there on election day vote in person with a photo ID as opposed to voting with a mail-in ballot, I will take that every day. So we severely restricted the conditions by which you could do a mail-in as an absentee, and we did more expansive early voting. I think if you have to pick one, it's much safer to do the in-person early voting with the photo ID than it is to mail it in.
Yeah, and I would have to agree with you. And I think there's confusion, too, about the difference between early voting and absentee voting. Early voting, you got to show up and you got to present your ID to prove you are who you say you are. And you just basically, that's what you're doing. You're voting early. Absentee voting is when you request a ballot. But even with absentee ballot voting, there's still you guys put some restrictions in there for that. I mean, basically, you've got to have a reason, correct?
That's right. So absentee balloting, it used to be a real confusing concept because you could basically go in and any number of 20 or 30 excuses with virtually no verification. You could just do a mail-in ballot or provisional ballot, go in there, drop it off early, and go to Cancun or something. That's no longer the case. So now you got to meet some very significant criteria. In other words, you're out of the country that day and it's already scheduled. You can prove that. Or you're out of state. You're not going to be around to vote. You're going to have a medical procedure, any number of things. Then you can get a mail-in ballot or an absentee ballot. Anything in person is no longer considered absentee. It's just no excuse early voting. You don't have to have an excuse.
Yeah.
In other words, instead of just going to vote on the second Tuesday of November, then you can just go, first Tuesday, rather. Instead of going the first Tuesday in November to vote, you can just vote those 2 weeks prior at your local polling place or wherever your county elections office sets up a early voting center. So I think it's a safe compromise, and it will prevent anything like you saw in Atlanta with the funny business of people pulling out boxes of ballots from under tables and having mules run stuff to drop boxes. That stuff is over. We'll never have that in South Carolina, thank God.
Yep. And I am so glad to hear that. Senator Josh Kimbrell, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for calling in and kind of clearing some of these things up for us. This is important work, and look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you for all you do, Joey. God bless you.
Sure thing. Senator Josh Kimbrell.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.